Well, that's great to know. Now, when you were doing this doctorate, and I know that it was, I mean, going by your bio, it seems like it was kind of an on and off thing, probably because you were touring. Was that a possible, like, career that you had in mind, but the music took over? Or?
Well, not the doctorate. The psychology doctorate was not in and out. What you're referring to is the fact that I went to medical school.
Yes, yes.
That was in and out. When I finally decided to go back and do the psychology doctorate, that was pretty much straight ahead. Only I took a year off prior to just doing my dissertation. But the medical school thing was really, I mean, I laugh at it, but it had to do with music, of course. And yes, it was the other thing in my life that I felt and still feel still feel passionate about. I mean, I can tell you unequivocally that if I wasn't able to play the saxophone or didn't love playing the saxophone as much as I do, that I would have wanted to be or would want to be a physician.
Okay.
And what happened my first year in medical school, which was 1974, I was in for 5 weeks and got a phone call from Maynard Ferguson. That was my first reason for leaving medical school. I said, oh, yeah, this is something I've always wanted to do.
Well, that's an important phone call that you got.
Well, you know, in those days, I mean, it was still part of all of what most of us wanted to do, play with one of those big bands at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I left school and went with Maynard, and then after about a year and a half, I guess, on the road with him, I kind of had enough of that bus kind of on the road scene and came back and still didn't feel like I was attaining enough success, being able to play enough, and I don't mean financial success, but being able to play as much as I wanted to play. And then I decided to go back and give it another try. I was very fortunate that the medical school allowed me to come in the second time, and I did it, and then stayed for a good amount of time. Just about all of my preclinical stuff was done prior to going on to rotations. But what happened was, as much as I started to learn about medicine and as well-versed I started to feel as a medical student, the less able I felt that I was playing the saxophone.
Okay.
And obviously, you know, you don't do either well if you only do them part-time. You can't go to medical school part-time. It doesn't work. So if I studied all day and went to classes, studied all night, went to classes all day, I obviously barely got to touch the saxophone other than maybe an occasional gig on the weekend.
Right, okay.
So that took me out the second time. That was my decision to leave, just because I felt like I wasn't playing the saxophone anymore, and it made me unhappy. Then many years went by till I made my third attempt at medical school. The same medical school allowed me in, and it was 14 years after that second one. And then it was a faster retreat. I knew that it wasn't right for me at that time. I just wasn't willing to give up the saxophone, as much as I loved and enjoyed studying about medicine. So then I said to myself, what other way can I feel like I'm contributing to the universe and being a healer, other than the fact that I think music heals at some point too, but I mean in a more direct, proactive way. And I thought, I will go see if I can get accepted into a doctoral psychology program, which ironically enough I did at the medical school, who also offered a PhD in psychology.
Wait, were these people psychology. Jazz fans?
Well, you know, I think the original president of the college, the medical school, was when I, you know, my first and second times in, but then he ended up retiring, and I don't know that the latter people were, but I guess they thought that we want to really see if this guy can do it. But I kind of created my own path the last time, and my PhD actually reads Doctor of Philosophy in Cognitive and Creative Arts Psychology.
Okay.
So I kind of moved it in that direction, especially with my dissertation. I mean, my dissertation is called, this is interesting, it's the physiological and neurological changes that occurred during the creative process.
Oh.
And a lot of that was really done because, I had an interest in what goes on with all of us, and myself included, and why I was fortunate enough to be able to stay free of any bad habits as a musician. Right. And I was fully immersed in, you know, the jazz life and on the road for a lot of years myself, as a sideman especially. And I stayed clean and happy, and kind of above all of those bad things that happened to so many guys.
Right.
Some extremely brilliantly talented, unfortunately, that happened to. But I thought if I can learn more about maybe how I was able to keep myself happy, maybe I can help other students who I teach or spend time with and kind of maybe give them a little guidance into what would make them happy. And that's how I started my practice. It's always been really small. I only spend 1 day a week doing that, seeing people in that realm, creative people. And it's fun. I love it. And, you know, now it's a part of my life that I really, really enjoy and wouldn't want to give up either.